97.5 KBVU is your home for Buena Vista University Athletics, and right now it's an opportunity for us to visit with women's basketball coach Janet Berry, whose team is coming off a great performance over the weekend when they beat Luther soundly, 85-66, and coach, nothing better than looking up at the scoreboard after 5 minutes and seeing the score 16-0. Nice start.
You know what we did? We came out, we took good shots, we rebounded, and then because we were able to make shots early, we were able to get in our press, and we were able to just keep them out of any kind of rhythm. It was a total opposite from the week before, where we didn't, you know, score a bucket in the first quarter. So that makes a big difference. Ball strikes going in, defense gets a little better, but I just felt like it was such a great team effort, and we had a lot of people contribute.
Boy, you most certainly did. In that first quarter, you talk about getting into your press. Luther had 11 turnovers in that opening quarter. And really, Coach, it was an 8-point game at the half. That was the closest Luther ever got to you on Saturday.
Which, you know, I was a little nervous. We kind of have these times where we kind of have a little bit of a lull. But, you know, even though they did make a little bit of a run, you know they're going to. They're too good of a team not to do that. But I thought the third quarter, when we just came right back out, and just took it right back at them and got our defense going again, you know, and then pushed that lead, I think, at one point to 28.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a team that just knocked off the eighth team in the country. So that's a really quality win for us.
Big time, yeah. 28-point lead came in the fourth quarter, 77-49. Janet, you had five players in double figures and Sydney Beckman with nine. So you want to talk about your total team effort, especially done so on the offensive end.
Right, really, really balanced. And when we're that balanced, boy, you know, we're tough to guard because you got to guard everybody. Off the bench, Claudia Larson, I thought, had just a great game. And so she gives those 13 points off the bench. And then, you know, Sydney made 3 for 9. That's what she needs to do on the arc. And Jasmine Vars was solid. But the kid who's really playing well for two kids I want to talk about is Morgan Mulbauer. In the last five games, has really stepped up her offensive performances. And that's been great to see. And Jordan Tynes, I thought defensively, was just stellar at the beginning. She got some steals early. She also delivered. And of course, then Holly Schneider goes 3 for 3 from behind the arc. That doesn't hurt either.
No, not at all. And, you know, it's funny because it probably was a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when you told me, you know, I'm just waiting for Morgan Mulbauer. She's going to have one of these games where she's going to get off and hopefully things go in a great direction. And it certainly has. You looked into the old crystal ball.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we see that in Morgan. And she's somebody that over her high school career was definitely a go-to kid. And so she's really, you know, just playing with a lot of confidence. And the thing that she does is she can shoot the three, she can put the ball on the deck, or she can post you up. And so she's just becoming a handful for people to guard. And then because when they have to really focus on her, that's kind of opening some other things up for our other post players as well. So when we have our inside-out game going, boy, we're pretty tough. And, you know, to make 10 threes on the arc, that helps too.
So, Janet, did you and Coach Christian, I know you guys are confident in your group, but, you know, with the prior week, did you just kind of have a deep breath like that? We got that losing streak over, and here we go.
Oh, absolutely. You know, coming in there, we had a lot of games back-to-back. The good thing is for us, Chris, you know, I don't know what it is about Parents' Day, but we always play great on Parents' Day. So coming in that game, I was pretty confident. I know Dana was really confident. She put together a great defensive plan for us. We just tweaked a couple things. We were able to show our kids some things on film that weren't hard adjustments, but just some little ticks to our defense that made a huge difference to keep Luther out of the paint. And so our theme kind of going in that day was everybody just needed to believe. They needed to believe in themselves. They needed to believe in each other. And they needed to believe in their coaches that we were going to lead them in the right direction. And, you know, I just really felt good about that. Everybody bought into our game plan and just went out there and did their thing. And so, you know, basketball's funny. You miss some shots. You know, you start to feel not real good about yourself. But this was a great bounce-back win. But we got to put it together tonight. This is something we've got to, you know, protect our home court, and we got to, you know, use this to our advantage tonight.
Tonight being Simpson, more in a moment. Last thing I'll say about Lutheran, you brought up Parents' Day and how well you play. I thought it was so great that not only the women for BV and then the Beaver men lopsided losses where you and VH were able to clear your bench and all the moms and dads got to see their kid play.
Absolutely. And we dressed, you know, a couple extra kids that day, so everybody got out on the court, and you're exactly right. Mom and dad want to see them out on the court, mm-hmm. and we're always excited when we can do that, especially on Parents' Day. And, you know, it was fun. Those kids went out there, and, you know, they all got to break a sweat, and, you know, they come and practice every day and work hard, and it's really rewarding for a coach to be able to get those kids out there.
85-66 Saturday, a victory over Luther. You are alone in third place, Coach, at 5-3, and you have a Simpson team Monday night right behind. 4-4 is their conference record. Talk about the Storm and what your team faces.
Well, Simpson does a lot of things similar to us. They're going to play a lot of zone. They're going to try to press you. They have pretty good depth. They bring, you know, they're going to play about 10 people. So a lot of similarities. They, you know, they're number 55. Noreen Morrow was an all-conference kid from last year. She's a very solid post player and somebody that we have to be aware of. Ellen Gallagher is coming off the bench and doing some good things as well. So everything starts inside for them first. And so that's where we're going to defensively focus. Offensively, we're going to get that ball out and we're going to go. Again, when we are able to push that basketball and, you know, make people have to sub a little more often than they maybe want to, that's definitely an advantage, to us.
Coach, let's talk after a victory, hopefully, against the Simpson Storm. Appreciate your time and best of luck as always.
Yeah, it seems like such a turnaround yesterday. You know, this is a very short weekend, yeah. So we're back at it early yesterday morning, getting ready to go. And but you know what? We're ready. We will be ready to go, and we're going to hopefully string some victories together.
Commentary from BV Women's Basketball Coach Janet Berry here on your home for Buena Vista University Athletics. It's 97.5 KBVU The Edge.